Now, statistically speaking, it's been a good year to go for a drive. According to the Vermont Highway Safety Alliance, the number of traffic fatalities is half of what it was a year ago. State transportation officials are not sure why, but as VPR's Nina Keck reports, it may be due to better and more widely shared data.
By mid-October of last year, 64 people had died in traffic crashes in Vermont. But so far this year, the number of roadway fatalities is 32, a dramatic drop. Kevin Marshy chairs the Vermont Highway Safety Alliance, a two-year-old organization made up of private, public, and nonprofit groups that work together to help reduce crashes in Vermont.
There really is not one particular thing that you can point to and say, that's the moment where, you know, we reduce fatalities. It really is the partnership of a lot of people from enforcement to education, engineering, different things. It's really a combination of a lot of different factors.
As an example, Marshy points to a recent collaboration between AAA, law enforcement, and the Vermont Youth Safety Council to educate high school students on the dangers of driving while texting. Similar joint efforts were put into action to help educate Vermonters on the new law that bans handheld devices while driving. But Marshy, who's also deputy chief engineer for the Vermont Agency of Transportation, says the availability of more crash data is also helping, enabling state agencies, municipalities, and law enforcement to make better informed decisions regarding traffic safety.
The data that's out there is allowing people to look at, as an example, targeted speed enforcement, looking at crashes. Law enforcement is using that data. In terms of infrastructure type improvements, we're looking at different locations where we're seeing an increase in crashes, and we're using rumble stripes or roundabouts or different types of treatments to address and attack the crash issues that exist at different locations.
Keith Flynn, commissioner of Vermont's Department of Public Safety, says data is also showing a change in the type of impaired drivers in crashes. For instance, this year, he says there were more fatalities related to marijuana use than alcohol, which he says was surprising.
The days where we were dealing with just alcohol and where alcohol was a focus, we can't have that mindset anymore, because many times we're finding multiple substances that a person's been using before they've been driving. That presents a new challenge to law enforcement.
Flynn, who oversees the state police, says this means they'll likely need more drug interaction experts, as well as different types of testing equipment and more training.
The traditional roadside sobriety tests may not do it now for people that are in the influence of drugs. It presents a whole new array of issues for us.
Issues, he says, the state is doing its best to meet. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.